discussion keeps the world turning.
This is Roundtable.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Roundtable. Coming to you from Beijing, I'm He Young. Good to have you join us on today's show. We're right in the midst of the 4th China International Consumer Products Expo in Hainan, running from April the 13th till 18th. Let's explore the latest in digital, green, and health consumption at the expo, set against the stunning backdrop of the entire Hainan Island. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Xiaoyuzhou, and your podcast platform of choice. Just search for Roundtable China. We want to say a big thank you to everyone who's left us a comment or a 5-star review. And of course, a special thanks to those of you who have generously shared your opinions, feedback, and heart-to-heart questions by emailing us at ezfmroundtable@foxmail.com. Your support means the world to us, and we really appreciate you taking the time to connect with us. We'll keep working hard and bring you the best possible listening experience. For this discussion on China's first major International Expo so far this year, I'm joined by Xin Yu in the studio and reporter Li Yunqi at the Expo in Hainan on the line. First on today's show, get ready for the 4th China International Consumer Products Expo, currently in full swing in Hainan. This expo features over 4,000 brands from 71 countries and regions, including prestigious names from France, Italy, and more. Showcasing top-tier unique consumer products not yet available in China, the expo is set to cater to consumers' individual needs with a focus on new consumption, emphasizing digital, green, and health consumption to drive growth. And we have reporter Li Yunqi. He's joining us from the expo hall, providing a first-hand account of the event's highlights. Well, Yunqi, thank you for finding a quiet spot to speak with us.
You're very welcome.
Great to have you. And Yunqi, what is the vibe on the ground right now?
I think the first vibe that you pick up when you land in Hainan is physically you feel the humidity. And as the person that was born and raised in the south of China, I can say that I don't enjoy this one bit, especially when you're traveling from Beijing, you know, from the dry weather down to here, then you feel the difference more distinctively. But apart from that, on this event itself, it's definitely one of the most popular exhibitions in China because it's consumption themed. It's something that's related to everybody. So even though the first few days of this exhibition is only open to professional visitors only, but the exhibition halls are still crowded with visitors. Yeah, only the last few days are open to the general public, but the first few days are already very popular. And also in terms of the event, I had the chance to visit Hainan Expo 2 years ago in 2022. And in that year, the floor space of this entire exhibition was 100,000 square meters. And this year it's 128,000 square meters. So from this number, you can tell that the organizers, they are doing a better job because they are getting more floor space. But actually, the main exhibition hall still remains pretty much the same area. But the difference is that they have opened up other locations, let's say in Sanya and in a duty-free shopping mall in Haikou as well. So they are opening more locations. So visitors, they don't have to travel all the way from other regions to this only exhibition location in Haikou. Yeah, and last but not least, the international exhibitors, they are still very passionate in participating in this event. The last time I was here, France was the guest of honor country for that year. And for this year, the guest of honor country is Ireland. But that doesn't mean there are fewer French companies participating. They actually still have a very large exhibition hall for the French companies.
Oh, very nice. And also, just by the sound of it, it is a massive place. And I've heard previously reporters come back and say they wish they could be cycling in the exhibition halls instead of going by foot. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Yeah, and Xinyu, what is the significance behind China hosting this expo event and now for the 4th year?
Yeah, I think one major role that it plays is to bolster consumption
consumption growth. According to the latest government work report, the Ministry of Commerce has designated this year, 2024, as the year of consumption promotion. And according to the National Bureau of Statistics, in the first 2 months of this year, the total retail sales of consumer goods in the country reached over 8 trillion yuan, so that's around $1 trillion. And this marked a year-on-year growth of 5.5%. So it, in a way, shows the resilience of China's consumption market and also a huge potential for consumption growth. So I think the Hainan Expo really serves as an important driver and also catalyst for stimulating consumption potential and also expand consumption scale. So by gathering these premium consumer goods worldwide, it really triggers the emerging and also new consumer trends. And also, as the world has its eyes on Hainan, which is not just a tourism hub, but also it has been a key trade hub over the years, marked by this free trade port. So since 2018, the number of these newly established foreign-funded enterprises in the province has grown at an annual rate of 65%, and the number reached a total of over 6,500. And also, last year, Hainan's total import and export value reached 230 billion yuan. So that's basically 32 billion US dollars. This year, assisted by this Hainan Free Trade Port's visa-free policy for 59 countries, procurement teams from more than 10 key countries and regions, including the UK, Singapore, South Korea, and over 100 executives from top companies worldwide, they're able to participate in business activities such as negotiation and contract signings. And meanwhile, the province has also seen significant growth in duty-free shopping. Currently, there are over 150,000 types of duty-free products on sale in the province. And in the past 6 years, the total sales of duty-free products have exceeded 180 billion yuan. So that's around $25 billion. I think in many ways, it's not just about attracting more foreign enterprises coming to invest in Hainan, but also showcasing a diverse, novel and upscale consumer products to the consumers, both in China and around the world.
Yes, the expo aligns with China's goal of developing Hainan province into a free trade port, and Hainan was chosen to host this event, which is part of efforts to attract investment and promote the island's role as a hub for international trade and consumption. And also, of course, this goes beyond Hainan province, and this could offer as a major boost for consumption when it comes to regional economic growth. And Yunqi, right before turning on the mic, you shared with me that you have some firsthand experience and feeling that on the ground. So tell us.
Yeah, because the Chinese consumption market is such a huge market. It's the second largest consumption market in the whole world. So for a lot of developing countries, so any products, if they can make a wave in the Chinese consumption market, that will mean huge sale for the producers, for the companies, for the country, for the economy. And I had a chance to speak with two African mayors. One is Constance Muleabai, and she is the mayor of Livingstone from Zambia. And the another one is Abdallah Mitinika, and he is the mayor of Temeke from Tanzania. And one problem or one struggle that many of these developing countries face is that they rely heavily on natural resources. And in the case of Zambia and Tanzania, they export a lot of copper, gold, and it's the government's consensus to shift away from relying on natural resources and to more diversification in their economic portfolio. Mm. Yeah, and so one of the trends for Zambia and Tanzania is that, let's take Zambia for an example. So in 2018, China and Zambia signed a deal on importing Zambian honey. So the export volume of Zambian honey to China had grown from 100 million tons in that year to almost 2 billion tons last year. So that's almost 20 times of growth for Zambian honey. And also for Tanzania, The coffee made from this African country are also getting popular. When I looked up the word Tanzania on Taobao, on the top of the search result is Tanzanian coffee. Yeah, so for such a huge consumption market in China, yeah, they're trying to develop agriculture, animal industry, chemical engineering, machinery, and tourism. So any one single of these products, if they can make an impact in the Chinese consumption market, that will mean a huge boost and improvement in this process of diversifying their economic portfolio. And so these countries, especially developing countries that used to be overly reliant on natural resources, then they can shift away from this maybe unhealthy economic diversification and to develop towards a more healthy economic model.
Yeah, I can definitely see the merit to that, despite the fact of, you know, the prices of gold and copper standing at historical heights right now. But definitely, right. I think for long-term thinking, it's important to plan ahead and get strategic with this. And that is to open up like new sales avenues as well as paths as such. And this is a great opportunity for international partners to get involved. But also, have you seen that maybe Chinese vendors or, you know, these businesses on display can possibly find some international buyers as well? I suppose this is a two-way street, ideally.
I think that goes without saying, because China has been perhaps the largest manufacturer and provider for many finished products for all the countries in the whole world. So it doesn't really take too much convincing for most of the countries to purchase products from China. But I think for these developing countries, a more important concern is that this Chinese consumption market will actually be able to help diversify their domestic economic portfolio. And that's one area that I have been focusing on during my visit here in Hainan Expo. And I think from the stories of the Zambian and Tanzanian mayors, I think it's quite obvious that there's potential growth for helping develop these domestic industries in many developing countries in the whole world.
And yes, 318 brands from 11 member countries of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership have participated in the expo this year to explore business growth opportunities in China. And this agreement took effect in January 2022, and it has helped boost regional economic growth. And Xinyu, you have some figures that you could share with us here?
Yeah, actually last year, the global trade value of goods between Hainan and also the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership members exceeded 80 billion yuan. So that's over $11 billion. Compared to 2021 levels, that number was up 37.9%. And the business exchanges mainly concentrated on areas such as travel, transportation, commerce, and insurance services.
Mm-hmm. And in light of so much happening, what stands out to you, given all the things that are going on at the expo?
I think apart from the fact that this year's Hainan Expo is the largest scale so far, what stood out to me is the new types of consumption or new consumption trends that's been emerging, especially in this Hainan Expo, which is marked by digital consumption, green consumption, and also health consumption, among others. I have seen one of the examples that interested me is the smart home products displayed in the main venue. It's also called Whole House Intelligence, which is in the form of a movable cabin. And it integrated a sense of, you know, space and artistry and also technology. I think it really defined what the future of home would be like. Basically, you have your personalized and also smooth control of the things like lighting, movie watching, and also home karaoke. And also these home appliances, which are smart, they're all connected and they're at your service at any time. So I think in a way, it really optimizes the experience of you living at your comfortable home. I haven't personally experienced it, but I'm really interested in trying it myself.
Yeah, sure. And it seems like smart homes, that's something we've talked about pretty much every year. But what's really exciting about these expos is that every year you get like an update. Oh, there are new happenings, and it's just getting smarter and smarter. And hopefully one day that, or sooner rather than later, can we as average consumers sort of experience these smart features a bit more in our rather traditional homes. But, you know, some of you younger people might be more eager to jump on this new innovation wave. And that's really exciting for everyone. Hopefully that does save energy as well as increase efficiency as such. And Yunqi, how does the 4th China International Consumer Products Expo showcase robust and evolving consumer trends of 2024 and policy wonks, as well as industry insiders are looking at new consumption growth points? And what do you make of it?
I have to agree with what Xinyu said earlier. I think these new consumer habits, they are really trending these years. And I think the younger generation is actually spending money in a way that the older generation couldn't understand, because people from the past generation, they don't really spend that much. They only save. But in this generation, and especially the younger one, I consider myself included as well. And we spend a lot more money. And one of the trends is healthy trend. So there's like massaging chairs are getting lighter, which helps you relax your body. And there's also earphone manufacturers, they are developing these sports gears for athletes with different purposes. And they have developed sports earphones that are applicable underwater.
My friend has used that 3 years ago.
Yeah, I was actually baffled by that point, but we are just using regular Bluetooth earphones, which is not compatible for underwater environment. Yeah, and in the past, these type of earphone, they have built-in storage. And so you can transfer your music files into these underwater Bluetooth earphones and listen to it while you're swimming. But this year they have maybe solved some technical problem issue. And now you can just swim underwater while not having to go through the hassle of transferring the music files. Just listen to the music directly from your phone while you are swimming. Ah. And of course, for people who are a bit more laid back, like us, who don't want to spend that much time sweating, then I've also seen this Singaporean company. They've developed a pad, which you can just stand on it, and this pad keeps vibrating, which takes your whole body shaking and vibrating. And I wouldn't call this an exercising gear, but it does kind of, I mean, the vibration kind of burn
Some calories to
some extent. Okay. And you can just stand on this pad when you're at home watching telly, swiping your phone, or doing something at home, but you can still get some exercise done. And I think this just showcases that this generation of people are really having diversified demands for equipment, for products that can help them live a healthier lifestyle away from this, you know, stressful, fast-paced, modern lifestyle.
Mm, that's interesting. It's almost like you shake things up by shaking it off.
Yeah,
and
shake it up.
But I wonder, though, really, how healthy is this kind of health equipment trend that's targeting those who are truly lazy bods? But I think, you know, to each their own. It's definitely good news for the businesses if they can find potential customers. And certainly, well, I know there are a lot of pretty exhausted people who would like to shed off a few pounds without putting in major effort. So we'll see what happens with that.
Right. Yeah, this vibration pad is kind of like on the fence between healthy trend and from a different perspective, you can also call it a lazy trend because you're not really exercising that much. But yeah, I've also visited other exhibitors that are more serious, professional into this sportsy, healthy trend. It's actually probably the largest sports equipment manufacturer in China, Taishan from Shandong province. They have really digged deep in this industry. So this year, the facilities that Taishan has brought to Hainan Expo, so there are testing technologies. So it's a machinery and gives you a comprehensive measurement of your body, of your physique, of your blood pressure, of your height and weight, these basic measurements, and also your balance ability. And then this machine uploads your measurement to the big data and gives you a thorough report on how your physique is doing. And then following that, it will give you instructions on which area you can improve and what kind of exercises you can take to improve your physique and improve your health. Taishan is also trying to upgrade the next generation of public exercising equipment. You know, citizens, when they're having a walk after their meals, they can just hop on these facilities. So Taishan is trying to combine some technologies with these public exercising facilities. And with these ones installed with the technologies, you can actually get feedback on, let's say, how many pull-ups you have done. And these facilities will give you some basic feedback on how well you are doing in this sort of exercise.
Mm-hmm. And what you just said there, Yunqi, I think also exhibits how Chinese companies or companies who have a strong foothold in this destination market have a good idea what the consumers want. Because what you just said there, it aligns with the lifestyle of so many, I don't want to say retirees, but a lot of Chinese residents. And it's integrated into part of your everyday life. You know, after dinner, what do? You go for a stroll and possibly have a chat and mingle with your friends in the public park area and maybe do a few pull-ups. Well, you know, rest your stomach before you do that. Yes, and there is one fascinating and popular trend that's taking off in China that is exchanging old for new consumer goods.
Yes.
And we've seen a major push coming from the national level too. So how is that happening now?
Yeah. So the exchange of old for new consumer goods was launched in Haikou, and it primarily focusing on replacing, you know, these automobiles and home appliances into these energy efficient ones. And that was in line with the new action plan introduced by the Chinese authorities in April. And the aims are to provide policy guidance and also support to accelerate recycling these old and used cars that don't meet the national emission standards, and also recycle those discarded household appliances to further increase the market share of efficient and energy-saving household appliances. And also, it covers the renewal of home kitchen and bathroom facilities to drive the consumption of, you know, home kitchen and bathroom products, and also promote smart home consumption in the country. I was quite interested in this part because when we are so bombarded by these newly launched products, in one way, we want to buy more. But on the other hand, we have already have some of these digital devices and also probably automobiles. And in a way, this campaign can also drive the sustainable development and also low carbon development in the country.
Oh, definitely. Promoting energy conservation and carbon reduction. These are some very high up there priorities that the country has taken up. And also, this initiative might provide an opportunity to stimulate investment and consumption at the same time. Mm. And well, it's really also encouraging upgrades, but instead of just throwing out the old, giving an upgrade to the existing equipment, devices, and goods. And that could stimulate investment in manufacturing and production of these new goods, possibly. And this could boost consumer confidence by offering incentives for consumers to make purchases that they might have postponed, and they can lead to increased spending and economic activity, but also with, you know, creating a circular economy as a thought in mind. The 4th China International Consumer Products Expo provides a strategic platform for global brands to tap into this dynamic market
and cater to the evolving preferences of Chinese consumers. And the success of the expo underscores the importance of understanding and adapting to the unique needs and behaviors of the Chinese consumer, which will be critical for companies who are seeking to thrive, especially aiming at this market in the years ahead. Thank you so much, Yunqi, reporting from Hainan, from the Expo Hall, and sharing your on-the-ground insights.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and we hope to have you back on the show in the future. And also, Xinyu, thank you for sharing your insights as always, and you will be sticking with us a bit longer. We're lucky to have you.